Okay.
So I just tested this on.
Stab at these questions.
This is take one for the Friendship File podcast.
Have you ever wondered?
Very self-possessed.
This guy is a shore.
What your friends would say about you.
Incredibly strong constitution.
His music taste is diabolical.
If you weren't there.
Very blonde, very bubbly, and very well.
He's often too hard on himself, and I hate that.
This is the Friendship File podcast. Two friends answering the same set of questions.
The very first moment I remember
is by politics, football, and
this is needing to be right all the time.
Recording their responses on their own and without conferring.
He's a wonderful person to travel with.
Next to each other in an old age home.
She was calling my mom when I was in there.
Every episode, the Friendship File brings you the combination of those answers, flipping open the blueprints of some of the world's most important relationships.
I did not like him at first.
Fake up and laugh the whole time.
Ones we have with our friends.
I wanted to share it with the world.
There was something mysterious about her.
And he also has a terrible hatred of garlic.
Hi, it's Jane Morgan here. I'm the producer of The Friendship File. And this is an introduction to the series, just to give you a bit of context, because there's actually very little real presentation in each podcast. So I wanted to tell you a little bit about where the podcast came from and what it's trying to do. One of the first things I wanted to say is that I have deliberately not given huge amounts of biographical detail, either in the podcast itself or in the notes, because I wanted people listening to the podcast to really hear the voices and not get too bogged down in who they were or where they were from or what they did, just to listen to people talking about themselves and about their friends. Sometimes you'll get a little bit of detail depending on what the answers are, but other than that, you'll know their name, their age, and how long they've known each other. But one thing I will say, for those of you who have an ear for accents, then you will hear quite a lot of South African accents, because until very recently I lived in South Africa and I started the podcast with my own friends and family. Apart from that, there's just a big variety of people. And the one thing that they all have in common is that they have friendships that mean something to them.
My name is
Bakri. My name is Ben.
It is Angel.
Mary.
Sarah.
My name is Nathan.
Tony.
Celia.
I'm
37
I'm
54 years.
I'm 81
years old.
17.
35.
70 years old.
20, 32.
21 years old.
49.
I've known Haley.
Since 2011. For 14 years.
2006.
13 years.
3 years.
Since we were in grade 8.
More than 20 years.
5 years.
2001.
Since Thursday, the 3rd of October, 1957.
I actually had the idea for this podcast years ago. Podcast production is what I do for a living, and I actually tried to sell it to various sponsors, but no one took it up. But I've never been able to let go of it, because to me, our friends are so central to our lives. In fact, I would say they're really central to our happiness. Our parents will probably die before we do. Our partners sometimes don't work out, and our children move on. I mean, that's the idea. But our friends remain. Throughout all of that, there are witnesses, there are cheerleaders, there are therapists, there are playmates. And what's always struck me is that there's so much focus on all those other relationships. Friendships are often just left to get on with it, just to happen. So many people who've taken part, in fact, I think pretty much everyone who's taken part has said, "Thank you, I so enjoyed this. I just haven't thought about this friendship like this. Ever." So the idea has been around with me for a long time. And maybe one of the reasons why I came up with the idea is that I lost my own best friend to pancreatic cancer 6 years ago. I've always known how important friendship is in your life, but losing that person really does put a focus on it. I'm fascinated by friendship. I'm interested in other people's friendships and what makes them tick. And then coming right up to date, I think that one of the things that maybe people have noticed during lockdown is that it's their friends they're missing, because you get something from your friends that you don't get from anywhere else. And so the Friendship File is an investigation of friendship, but whether you're taking part or whether you're just listening, I think it gives you an opportunity to just spend a moment thinking about how extraordinary your friendships are and how important they are to you and how much you appreciate them. So I put the word out I asked people to record themselves answering these 17 questions about each other. Describe the very first moment. What is it about them that drives you mad? Give an example of your shared language. What have they done? What do you envy about them? Have you ever had a fight? What food would they be? What is your thing? And the magic, I hope, is the fact that they answered these questions individually. They didn't consult each other about them. And what is interesting, and what I hope you will find fascinating, is where they converge, where they disagree, their different angles on the same events in life, what they first thought of each other. There are so many different ways that people see that person and go, yes, I like you. If you need to, you can search for us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts, as everyone says, or go to thefriendshipfile.com and you'll find lots of information there, including how to subscribe to the podcast and what to do if you and a friend would like to take part. And if you like it, then please go and rate and review us on every single app you can find, because that will help more people find us, and we might even get into New and Noteworthy. How cool would that be? I've had it happen once in my life, and maybe this is the second time. Okay, bye.